From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are meeting today in Vienna at a critical point in negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is in Vienna.
The key thing here in Vienna this weekend is that whether or not a deal can be made is still very much an open question. There are two outstanding issues that experts are still working on. That's the nuclear component and also the sanctions component. So experts on each of these sides are holding these marathon meetings to try to get through as many details as they can, push through as many of the disputes as they can before the foreign ministers arrive. As they approach this deadline on July the 7th and try to come up with some final comprehensive plan. In Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
Polling stations open today in Greece for the country's crucial referendum. Remains unclear whether Greeks will vote for more economic austerity to get the money from the European bailout or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the Eurozone. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has called on the Muslim community in his country to condemn the violent activities of Boko Haram. His call came after a surge of deadly suicide bombings since Ramadan began. Boko Haram has killed thousands and driven 1.5 million people from their homes in Nigeria. Tunisia is under state of siege today, a state of emergency, that is, a week after a purported Islamic State terrorist killed 38 people. It happened at a tourist beach. This Tunis resident says there is a need for a state of emergency and it should be applied everywhere, Islamic State claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants have released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be young teenagers in an ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. Militants have reportedly carried out more than 200 executions in and around Palmyra since it captured the city in May. And UNESCO's World Heritage Committee has designated 7 cultural sites for addition to its World Heritage list. 2 of those sites are in Iran and 1 each in China, Singapore, the Republic of Korea, Mongolia, and France. Palmyra, which I mentioned in the previous story, has been a World Heritage Site for many years. And UNESCO's chief has condemned the Islamic State militants' treatment of the Muslim antiquities in Palmyra and elsewhere in the region. We get more now from VOA's Al Pessin.
UNESCO Director General Irina Bukova said the concern is about much more than stones and artwork.
Safeguarding cultural heritage is a security imperative and a peace-building measure.
Bukova says destroying evidence of their culture makes it more difficult for people caught in conflicts to recover, leaving them more vulnerable in the future.
All of this, I believe, is part of the same strategy, which I call cultural cleansing. Cultural cleansing is a violation of human rights for thousands, if not millions, of women and men, for the communities.
Bukova says the organization is working to fight the trade in illicit artifacts and bring the perpetrators to justice. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Former U.S. Secretary of State and frontrunner for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton, has accused China of stealing commercial secrets and, as she put it, trying to hack into everything that doesn't move in America. Speaking at a campaign event in the state of New Hampshire, Clinton said the United States needs to remain fully vigilant when it comes to China, which she said is establishing military installations that threaten countries with which the United States has treaties, countries such as the Philippines, in a reference to China building islands in the contested South China Sea. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China strongly rejects the allegations. Pope Francis, on his way to his native continent of South America for a 9-day pilgrimage, Argentine-born Pope will visit Bolivia and Paraguay and then returns to Rome on July the 13th. First Latin American Pope is going with a message of solidarity with the region's poor who are expected to turn out in droves. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.